daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're so excited to be here with you today. And man, I really enjoyed our last program. We got a chance to be able to talk about just not fretting, and despite what people are doing and how they're trying to have all these schemes, God told you to just be joyful and just enjoy the life that He's given you. If you missed that last program, I encourage you to get it and just kind of soak on it, you know. And we have the VFN Torch available for you. It's at VFNTV.com. Click on the Torch, and there's so many different segments and articles there to be able to help you and broadcast different topics. I mean, it's over 4,500 different topics that you can get encouragement, you can share with your friends. And also, we just thank you for all those that are following us on our social media and our Twitters and our Facebook and all that. Just very exciting. Today, you know, we're going to talk about some things that are going on in the world. And, of course, you know, we got to focus on Israel, you know, as we do here. And Israel, the way their government works, the Knesset, when you hear the word Knesset, that means that's their government. And at any time, the prime minister, which is sort of like our president, you know, can call an election. And when things are kind of locked up, and which is really a good form of government, I kind of like this kind of form of government, when things get locked up and they can't move anywhere, they go, let's just take it to a vote to the people. And the people vote in new government, or they say, this is the government that we want. And so Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for elections because things got locked up. He was wanting to call Israel a Jewish nation. Go figure. And some people, Jews, are necessarily not want to do that. And so it just got locked up. And it wouldn't. So let's just call for elections. So on March the 17th, there's going to be an election taking place, you know, in Israel. So we need to begin to pray about that, because Israel is not like any other nation. This is God's nation. God called out the nation, the people of Israel, the Jews. And when you look at the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, remember that Jacob, when he wrestled with God, and he was coming back to see his brother and his family, and he left his uncle Laban, that was the night that God changed his name. And you know what he changed his name from Jacob? He changed it from Jacob to Israel. So when you hear about Israel, it's not like some piece of land somewhere, just a piece of land. It's God's desired piece of real estate and people that he called out to be able to show himself mighty. And so when you, you know, support Israel and bless Israel, you're blessing what God says to bless. You're blessing God. He says, those who bless Israel, I'll bless, and those who curse Israel, I'll curse. And it's like, you know what? But he also says Israel's blessed to be a blessing. And we had this great, great special that we did on Israel and all the ways that they're blessing America and blessing the world, all this technology and this facial recognition and medical things and agricultural concepts and in regards to helping people who are paralyzed with technical things. I mean, so many different things that they're doing. They really are being a blessing to the many nations, blessed to be a blessing. And so as we are believers, we're supposed to do the same thing. But understand this, back to what I was talking about, that, you know, this election is so important, and we need to pray. I mean, if you missed the speech, United Nations speech of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, we have it for you. It's on the VFN Torch. You want to be encouraged again? You want to be encouraged again, where you remember when leaders used to stand up in America and say, you know, we can do this, and you can get employment, and you know, the economy is going to be better, and you know, we are a nation, one nation under God. And you would hear that leader speak like that, and you'd get so encouraged. Well, you can listen, and you can go back and listen on the VFN Torch to a Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech in the United Nations, and you could go like, whoa, this is a world leader that's bringing great encouragement. Well, on March the 17th in Israel, if, in fact, the election goes against his leadership, he won't be there. He won't be there. And he's been a great blessing to Israel, a great blessing to the church, a great blessing to the nations. I mean, his ability to just walk out through difficult times and intense intimidation, that he just stays faithful. And it's just beautiful. His son right now, you know, is in the military, and we need to continue to pray for his son. But this is really soon. So I want to encourage you to begin to pray, because we're going to talk about, there are some reports, I believe, coming from The Hill, we're not sure the publication, that is almost like people in America are messing with the elections over in Israel. In other words, they're trying to keep him from being elected in March 17th. And it's like, my goodness, it's just crazy days, but they're true days. And so we need to pay attention to that election. It's very important. We need to pray for the Jews, pray for Israel, pray that God's form of leadership would stay there in the place. Also, we're going to be talking about Senator Lindsey Graham and what he's saying about, you know, what's taking place with the Middle East and with ISIS and how to respond to it. And we're going to be talking about the Secretary of State, you know, John Kerry. When Secretary of State John Kerry got into office, you know, as soon as he got in, the Lord spoke to me about Senator John Kerry. And we're on the air. I believe we're on the air, right off the air, whatever it was. And I was able to name, God gave me the very exact time that he would begin to just start kicking this stuff into play, this whole tactic thing that's going on in the world. And that's exactly the very time that God gave me. That's when it happened. You can go back and listen to it on the VFN Torch. But when they made that live public address about, hey, we're going to go in and we're going to take out Syria. And what it is, it began to organize the Middle East around the whole concept. And so it's like, my goodness. Well, think about this. Congress has invited Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak at the Congress coming together. It's a big, big, you know, thing. And I'm excited about that. And let your congressperson know that you're very thankful that they invited him. But the White House is upset. Our president, reportedly, allegedly, is upset because he's coming. And the reports are because he's coming at the time right before the election, his election coming up. And it's like, that's actually a good thing. It's a good thing that America and Israel stands together, two democracies stand together. And we're going to be talking about how Senator John Kerry and the Vice President Joe Biden is talking about not even showing up, not even showing up. And also about what Pastor John Hagee is saying. You're going to hear it. It's amazing because, you know, everybody thinks everything's going to be okay till it's not. And then they're going, like, I'm so surprised it's not. If we totally shun Israel, the Prime Minister of Israel, John Hagee saying that America is going to suffer devastation. So we'll be talking about this and so much more when we get back from the break. See you in a bit.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You're a single mom, and your 10-year-old boy needs a good male role model. But what can you do about that? Well, on today's Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. Gary Chapman offers a starting point.
Find some man older than your son, whom you respect and whom you trust, and ask him to make contact with your son and take him out to lunch. Everything starts with one event. It can be a lunch, it can be a breakfast, it can be a ball game. But relationships start with one contact. Ask that person to invite him to something. Get to know him. And then see what happens. And that person may well pick up on it. It may begin to become something that develops a relationship where this young man can trust this person and begin to open up to this person. But that young man needs somebody with whom he can talk.
It's true that guys need trusted older men to help navigate life. For more advice to help your family thrive, stop by focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to go right into speaking about Senator Graham, right?
Yes.
Mr. Graham, talk to us.
Senator Lindsey Graham just conducted an interview with Hugh Hewitt, and the Christian Post is reporting this. This is so important because what we're seeing right now in the Middle East, things are ratcheting up. A lot of people are dying. You have all kind of terrorist things that are happening with ISIL. And don't forget, they were right in the middle of the four blood moons. The next blood moon is scheduled for April the 5th.
Right after the elections.
Right after the election, like weeks.
Yeah.
And so we really
But you can find out more details about that on the VFN Torch.
Yes.
Because you really want to know more about that.
Yeah, we've covered it in detail. But this is what the senator is warning. And this is really important because right now, as you know, Greg, you were talking earlier, the president is really upset reportedly about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu coming to the United States and speaking to Congress because of influencing the coming elections in Israel. However, what Lindsey Graham is saying is that he's warning that the president will soon, this is a direct quote, will soon unleash hell on the Middle East if he carries on with his plans with striking a nuclear deal with Iran instead of really.
Who's saying this?
The Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina.
Right. Well, that's BB. That's not. So.
Yeah.
So Senator Graham now said again?
Senator Graham.
From South Carolina.
From South Carolina.
Who stands for Israel.
Unashamedly, yes.
Right.
This is what he's quoted saying by the Christian Post, and in his interview with Hugh Hewitt, he says that President Obama will soon unleash hell on the Middle East if he carries on with his plans of striking a nuclear deal with Iran without listening to Congress. We've discussed this program. Not listening to Congress is not listening to the American people, since the Congress represents the American people.
All hell will break loose.
Unleashed
on
the Middle
Iran.
On the Middle East.
On the Middle East.
If he carries on with this striking a nuclear deal with Iran.
Because he explains, right?
Yeah, he explains it because this is what he says.
Yeah.
He says the Arabs and the Israelis are not going to allow the Ayatollahs in Iran to have nuclear capability only contained by the UN. And so to do this would be to unleash hell in the Middle East. And this is so important because what they're talking about is that a potential nuclear arms race is going to happen in the Middle East, and this would be very, very bad. The thing here that's going on, especially what he's discussing, is that according to these reports, the Secretary of State Kerry, John Kerry, is actually looking to release a framework for an agreement in March. To work with Iran, striking this nuclear deal. And the prime minister is saying this is a bad deal, and he will work to foil this dangerous agreement. He does not want this agreement to happen at all.
This is Lindsey Graham. So we're looking at right here, Lindsey Graham, right?
Correct.
That's very good. So he's standing up.
That's right. And he's communicating this and letting us know that, listen, we need to be aware of what's happening. We're saying that you need to pray for Israel. You need to pray.
And so it'll be unleashed because Israel will have to respond.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Israel will have to respond because reports are that Iran has influence without a nuclear weapon. They have influence over four countries, Iraq, Yemen, of course, Syria with Assad.
Right.
And there's another country we'll list here for you. We'll have related for you on the torch. And the problem is that what they're seeing is that the president is not wanting to upset Iran. And that's why he's not going to basically influence what's going on in Syria.
Right, right.
So essentially what happens is going to leave Israel all by herself to be able to defend herself and to make, an attempt to say, listen, we're not going to allow them to have this nuclear war. We're not going to do it. And the senator is reporting that the Jordanians, the Qataris are telling him that, listen, we will go in and take care of ISIL. We will do this, but we're not going to let Syria remain. We're going to take out Assad too.
Right.
But we'll do this if you back us. This is the Jordanians, the Qataris are saying we need to go, but no one wants to get involved because they don't think that right now the United States is going to be committed to dealing with Assad. That what it all boils down to, what we're gathering and what we can surmise with this information, is that Israel is going to be left all alone once again. And this is our strongest ally, our only ally in the Middle East. And we need to be able to stand with Israel during this time. I want to encourage you to pray. I want to encourage you to contact the local congressman. March the 3rd. Right. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to speak to Congress.
So the, right before the elections
right
on March the 17th.
And the reason the president's saying right. he is not going to visit with the prime minister is because he doesn't want to influence the election.
Right.
However, the Blaze is reporting that Vice President Joe Biden,
right.
Secretary of State John Kerry, they're not going to meet either. They're not even going to be at hear his speech.
Right.
Typically, and the way it's normally done, the vice president is actually sitting in the House of Congress. He won't be. He's out of the country.
Right. He sits behind one speaking. He doesn't want to be seen with the Jew.
No. Senator Orrin Hatch is going to take his place, but he's not going to be seen.
So the vice president, Joe Biden, doesn't want to be seen with the Jewish leader of Israel.
Mm. Not going to be there.
And so we're looking. This is serious stuff. When you start disrespecting Israel like that, they're trying to organize Israel.
Yeah.
They're trying to organize, you know, and it's just an amazing thing when you actually see that.
Sure.
You know, and it's like, this is not your typical father's Oldsmobile.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
This is not your father's Oldsmobile. And you can't organize God.
Mm-mm.
You know, and Lucifer tried that.
And they go well with you.
Lucifer tried it. I mean, read Rules for Radicals. They actually dedicate that book to Lucifer, who tried that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at, they are using Rules for Radicals, whether they know it or not. You can read about that.
Absolutely.
In the context of this, you know, whether they actually, you know, they've been around, according to the author of Saul Alinsky, for Rules for Radicals, since Lucifer organized a third of the angels against God. So, I mean, it's just a carnal type nature, but it is nailing. You know, Alinsky, it's like, you're trying to organize Israel, and you're looking at the vice president. This is not, this is a time to pray. And this is what, he tells us to pray for the peace of Israel, right? You know, pray for the peace of Israel, that the Lord would be there. And this is what the Lord showed me about, as you're looking right now at Senator, you know, John Kerry. He showed me him coming into power, and he showed me the results of him coming into power. And that the church was walking in authority at the very same time that, shoulder to shoulder, like we are. I mean, the church is okay and that type of thing. But all of a sudden, when he got to the top, when John Kerry got to the top, all of a sudden the church was demoted and placed in the bottom in a communal type, wasn't a camp. But it was amazing what happened, because he rose to power. And all of a sudden the church loses its respect. And it's like the plans that are coming in against, and it happened. It happened, you know, we were on air that day. I said, it's going to be, I think it was 11:25 or something like that. And exactly, he came on 1:25, whatever it was. And that's exactly what the Lord showed me that would happen. And he came on live and said, and they kicked it in. They started focusing, picking a target like they always do. Freeze your target, pick a target, frame a target, Zelensky type stuff.
Yeah.
Drew the red line with Syria, and there it went.
I never crossed it, right. They never
you know,
fulfilled.
If you missed our last program, you need to catch it about, you know, don't fret about this, but realize we're just kind of giving you some insight. But it's not going to go well for them. Watch what happens to those who are messing with Israel and how this thing turns out. And pray for protection over America.
Yeah.
You know, because we're going to hear something a little bit.
Absolutely.
Like,
now, although the vice president, Joe Biden, said he will not be meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he comes in, neither will the Secretary John Kerry. Reports are from The Blaze and The Hill that they actually met with the party, which is the Zionist party of the opponent of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, at a conference in Germany.
So they're like supporting another candidate?
Well,
what are we doing messing with their elections?
I don't think that the American people have seen anything like this in recent times. I mean, from President Harry Truman, who put the full backing of the United States and said he recognizes Israel, the United States has always been a faithful supporter of Israel. There's been our friend. When I went to Israel, so many times Israelis would have came up to me and says, thank you, the United States. I was in Jerusalem, and on a leather bag, an Israeli Jew looked at it and pointed out to me USA in the middle of Jerusalem,
right,
and just showed their solidarity and their love and respect for each other. And today, we're not seeing that from our leadership. I'm thankful.
Well, I remember this. I remember, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember our Secretary of State, John Kerry, sitting with the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and threatening an intifada. Do you remember
that?
Yes. He said, do you want another intifada?
Yes.
Like, intifada, their economy is exploding. Yes. Everything's doing great. And he actually said, it seemed threatening. I mean, it's not even a – it was our Secretary of State that sat there with the leader. I mean, imagine sitting with King David and you're saying, do you want an intifada, David? It's like, ooh, buddy, it's not going to be
Which is an uprising. That's what that is. It's an uprising.
Which it came through Gaza. I mean, just like they – you know, he said that they were going to kind of orchestrate it, and we're finding out from a previous program that Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran – is, you know, wanting to be able to bring America into an Islamic nation. You know,
Charisma News reported that.
Did they?
Okay. Yeah.
Charisma News reported that her quote was, as she's speaking at which university?
Stanford University.
That, you know, she's using the freedom of religion to be able to bring in Islam into America. And she says it's working really well.
Think how powerful Iran is right now. As the senator reported, he says they have influence over four countries already. Mm-hmm. Syria, Yemen.
Which, by the way, we just pulled out of Yemen today.
Yes.
Because it's so chaotic now.
Yes.
It is amazing that Lucifer moves in chaos.
Well, he's,
you know? But it's like chaos. They push something to chaos and then they shift it, you know. Ugh.
It's just, you know, so we got to be, you know, really concerned, prayerful, and be engaged. We want to encourage you to pray for these coming elections. Pray for Israel. Pray for wisdom.
Right.
Because obviously God's going to protect the apple of his eye. And we don't want our country to suffer on that, on the other
end.
Well,
actually, John Hagee, when we get back from this break, I don't know if we have a break coming up or not soon, but the, you know, with, we'll see it in just a moment, but he's talking about if we make these, and we're making those moves now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everybody's so busy. You're trying to just provide for your family.
Sure.
You're trying to take care of your kids. You're just trying to get fuel in the tank, groceries in the pantry, and just trying to de-stress from your day. But, and I know that, you know, you're thinking, man, I just don't have that kind of energy. But we have to wake up. We have to become alert. And one way to do that is to pray. Let God see you on his side of regards to saying, dear God, you know, we pray for the protection of human race on the earth. We pray for the protection of Israel. And we pray, God, that your leadership would be in Israel, that you would have your leadership in Israel, because they're wanting, this is, you know, radical Islam, or, you know, the Quran and the first two two highest books in Islam, it says very specifically, a variation of this, that, you know, that keep pushing against Israel till finally a rock will say, come out, there's a Jew under me, come out and get this Jew, and push them into this, and the push in the sea is added to the aspect of it. So Iran, their goal, radical Islam's goal, is to be able to push, you know, Israel into the sea, to do away with Israel. So supporting, you know, Iran in any part of this.
Any part.
Is that it's coming against Israel.
Yeah.
It's coming against God, the apple of God's eye. And we have to really pay close attention to what's happening right now.
Well, that reminds me of when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the United Nations, and he warned America, this God is for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, Iran and these jihadists, they look at Israel as the little Satan, but America as the big Satan.
That's what they say.
And so,
and two, you look at the fact that, you know, they say, you know, this is some of their, this is what they, understand, these young people are being raised up under this. So how, they don't know. I mean, you've heard that all your life. You really believe it till something different. Kamal Saleem really believed everything that he heard about America and about Christians until he came to America and he got in a car accident. He got injured. He went to the hospital. A Christian doctor began to take care of him. He took him home, began to just, you know, just help out and love on him, and fed him and took care of him to get back on his feet. They gave him keys to a car. And he was so confused. He's like, you know, I was told that Christians are evil. They're nice people. And so he goes back and he prays to Allah. And he prays and he says, listen, what's going on? Tell me what's happening. He said, you know what he said? He said, he heard nothing. So then he prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God spoke to him, and he gave his life to God. And so, you know, what we're seeing happen right now, our leadership, it appears, all the evidence and the fruit of our leadership of our nation does not see God for who he is, does not understand who Israel is in the eyes of God, and has not even a clue, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, think about it. If Lucifer knew, if he knew— when he crucified Jesus Christ, he would be setting men free from eternal damnation because God would raise them. If he only knew, it's like he doesn't understand, you know, that if you lay your hands on Israel, it's not going to be good. If this huge Islamic army comes against, you know, Israel trying to take their land, I mean, God's going to defend Israel. We have a whole segment called about the coming land grab and Ezekiel, I think 37, 33, whatever it is, 7 months, seven years. And God's going to defend Israel. The question is, you know, are we defending Israel?
Right.
Are we defending Israel? When we get back from this break, you know, we're going to hear from Pastor John Hagee, a man who totally, you know, really understands with Christians United for Israel. He's been standing there with Israel for quite some time. And you're going to be really surprised, you know, at what he says. But we need to hear it. If that's what's going to happen, we need to hear it. And we can begin to call our congressmen, our congresspeople, and our senators now and say, have no part of disrespecting of Israel. Stand up and call our president. You let him know. It's like, I don't know where your advice is coming from on this, but show up.
That's right.
You know, Joe, VP Joe, Joe Biden, show up.
Yeah.
You know, just show up. You know, we can get through this.
I said, if you're out of the country, stay in the country. Stay in the country.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll be right back after this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function. And realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other. I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things and man and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life. But you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. We are talking right now about, you know, what is the difference? When you think about it, you have people's opinions, but what is, you know, CBN gives a good comparison between
the President Obama and Netanyahu's
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Iran. So they're able to see the difference. It's great to see some contrast, so it helps you to know, you know, what to do with that. Let's take a look at that now.
President Obama says he and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, have a real difference regarding nuclear negotiations with Iran. In a campaign speech, Netanyahu criticized international negotiations with Iran and said his trip to the U.S. next month is an attempt to describe Israel's objection to Congress. President Obama says he will not meet with Netanyahu when he is in Washington, D.C., under the invitation of Republican House Speaker John Boehner. The president says he will not meet with Netanyahu because of the precedence for U.S. presidents not meeting with foreign leaders who are facing an upcoming election.
Wow. Right.
Reports are from CBN
that
in 1996, month before elections.
Right.
So, I mean, this is not really, you know,
right,
what's happening.
Right.
But we want you to hear from John Hagee as he really shares with us from the Hagee Hotline, talking about what America can expect.
Well, John Hagee, of course, is the founder of Christians United for Israel.
Yes.
He has helped educate the church, you know, and we all, you know, some needed it and some didn't. We did. In regards to how to go deeper to hold America accountable to how we're to respond and hold our leaders accountable to how they're responding to Israel. And by the way, Congress, I believe, overwhelmingly is for Israel.
Oh, yes.
But the powers of Congress and the powers of the executive branch are equal. So one part of the branch of government could just totally disrespect Israel, and it's equally disrespectful as the entire House of Congress doing that. And this is the deciding point. This is a deciding point. And even though you think about this, that Israel, the Congress stands with Israel, but if you made decisions that empowered the executive branch to end up at this particular point, even though you waved your hand for Israel today, that you weren't waving your hand for Israel yesterday. And I really believe that what we're about to hear from Pastor John Hagee is like, you know, we got to repent. It's interesting when 9/11 hit, that everybody, the very same courts and Congress and all that would say, you know, no prayer in school and that type of thing, they came right out on the steps.
That's right.
And began to pray.
Pray and sing.
And they prayed and sang, and it's like, what, you know?
And what happened to that?
It's just evil. Mm-hmm. It's evil to even think about removing God. But just find out, you know, what Pastor Hagee is saying about, John Hagee, about not standing. If you don't respond correctly to what's happening at this particular point, right on the edge of four blood moons, with the third moon coming
up right
after this, it's like, oh my goodness. Let's listen up. Watch this.
One, because God Almighty cares. God created the state of Israel. God defends the state of Israel. The Bible says, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. The word keepeth is a military term meaning to defend. God is saying to every nation on the face of the earth, he that touches Israel touches the apple of my eye. God has declared in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those that bless you, Abraham, and your seed, that would be the Jewish people, and I will curse those who curse you. I am a student of world history, and you can wrap up world history in 25 words or less. And here it is. The nations that blessed Israel prospered, and the nations that cursed Israel were destroyed by the hand of God. Where is the Egyptian Empire? Where are the Egyptians that tormented the Jewish people by drowning their sons in the Nile River and by forcing them to build bricks without straw? They were wiped out. God turned Pharaoh to fish food in the Red Sea in a very short period of time. Where's the Grecian Empire? It's gone. Where's the Babylonian Empire? It's gone. Where's the Ottoman Empire? It's gone. Where's the British Empire that used to stretch all over the earth? India, Canada, America, Africa. Now it's reduced to one tiny island because since Edward I, they have been and remain an anti-Semitic nation. Where is those goose-stepping Nazis that were going to build a kingdom that would last 1,000 years? They're buried in the boneyard of human history, resented and hated by the world. Ladies and gentlemen, God could care less about our relationship with other nations, but he's watching what America does as it responds to Israel. If America turns its back on Israel, God will turn its back on America, and that's a fact. It's proven by history. Therefore, we should be very concerned with what's happening in the White House as we respond to Prime Minister Netanyahu.
So I would assume that just kind of, you know, how can you add to, you know, that you, he doesn't mince words. That's what happened.
No hair on his tongue. It just comes right on out.
Hair on his tongue?
Yeah, never heard that?
No, I've never heard that. That sounds terrible.
It's a northern thing. So you have hair on your tongue, you can't talk.
Northerners have hair on their tongue?
Well, that's what they tell me.
Anyway, so when you think about that, this is like, that's true when you go through the whole list. Yeah. And it would be ashamed. Only a prideful nation says it will live forever. But I think about Scripture. This is what the Scripture says. The Scripture says that, you know, God decides if a nation shall exist, if it shall come up. Mm. And he decides if a nation shall go down. It's not our decision.
No.
It's not our good works. It's not some scheme we've come up with or some way to push the hand of the creator of the universe. He decides. And if he says this nation will be blessed, it'll be blessed. But if the nation does what's wrong, he will change his mind and pull the blessing off that nation. But if the nation is to repent, then he will actually relent or change his plans to bring destruction or to lower that nation. And he just listed them off. He listed all those nations off.
All those empires.
And here we are. We're at this point right now. In the middle of four blood moons, which is so historical because they begin with tears. And there's been tragedy and tears, but from some of the things that we're hearing and some of the things that we're seeing in God, it hasn't even begun yet.
Mm-mm.
It hasn't even begun yet. And if you haven't heard, you know, is America under God's judgment? You need to hear it so you can go through the process of understanding. Also, you need to hear about, you know, the Elijah warning, I believe it's called.
Yes.
The storm that's coming, and to hear it and to systematically take you through, you know, of to understand biblically what's taking place at this.
Is that
point.
Available for our partners?
Yes, everything's available. I mean, just for any gift of any size, they totally have that in the green room and all those wonderful things that are there for just to say thank you. But when we get back from the break, we want to talk about, you know, this is sort of like you think about Nineveh.
Yeah.
You know, and things were going bad for Nineveh. And how muzzle in Iraq is we do still have that we still have some more time. So let's talk about it now. That a muzzle Iraq you're seeing today, the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this: the headquarters for ISIS is in Nineveh because Nineveh is muzzle. Muzzle is Nineveh. That's the same place. And when you saw King of Jordan, you know, King Abdullah go over there and begin to defend his country when they burned his pilot alive, which you saw here. And the reason why we saw it, because we showed it, because we don't want it to happen anymore, and we don't want it to happen here. And our prayers go out to the family and go out to the people in the Middle East and also for America and the borders. But when they started bombing the area there and Mosul, it's Mussel, I believe. And that is Nineveh. They killed, they said, the reports are, a person who goes by, is known as the Prince of Nineveh.
Mm.
And some of the words the Lord had, you know, laid on my heart and prophetically was, you know, we're Jonah. We are Jonah. Jonah has to do with Nineveh. God saw this whole nation, this whole city that was going in a wrong direction. God had compassion on the city. And you begin to raise up an unwilling evangelist and prophet to be able to come to a people in Nineveh, in Mosul today. Imagine it's like, listen, I want you to go to Mosul, and I want you to tell them that I'm going to bring destruction on Mosul, and maybe they'll repent. I mean, that's how awesome when you think about it, that Jonah was willing to go into a place happening, just probably that's happening in Nineveh today.
He needed a little help.
He needed
a little help. He needed a little encouragement.
He was thrown overboard, you know, running and all that kind of stuff. But when he got there, this is God wanting this city to make it.
Yeah.
He was wanting them to make it. a plan of destruction was set up by God to be able to destroy this city because of all the evilness that was being done. And God's, you know, before I'll do that, you know, I always let everybody know what I'm going to do before I do it. Amos chapter 7. So he sends Jonah in. Jonah goes and he begins to speak in every way he could probably do it because he had a certain time frame to be able to get to everybody before this thing happened. I mean, it was like neck and neck. It was like neck and neck, like a horse race, nose and nose, right? Destruction's coming. But if you repent, destruction's coming. And it was so close that God had to extend a couple days and back off a couple days for the destruction, giving them a couple more days to be able to get through all the people that were there. So that's how God strategically was like, I really want the city to make it. I really want them to make it. That's how I know that God's heart towards America is if we'll just listen to what God's saying and respond. Yeah. And so what happened was he got to everybody. He told them, and this wicked city, Nineveh, muzzled today, they repented. They called for a fast. I mean, the king on down to the cows, John.
That's right.
They muzzled the cows so that they would not eat. And he said, we are going to turn this, you know, this destruction. I believe Jonah and what he said. His word was anointed. And they responded, and God relented. He changed his mind. He changed his mind and said, I'm not going to bring this storm against America. No, against Nineveh. And think about it. So we're hearing a storm. We're seeing this storm fashioned, you know, against the world right now, but we're seeing it come in against America. And all we have to do is say, God, have we sinned? You know, what do you have a Jonah talking to us?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They're all around.
I'm used to many Jonas.
Many Jonas are talking.
That's right.
And you're just going like, you know, a prideful person would go like, where is those? I think it was Rick Joyner that said, you know, we took the survey at all of our conferences, and you really got to be serious for God if you're coming to one of our conferences. And so they asked, you know, about 80% of people believers that attend our conference are not discipled.
Wow.
They're not discipled. And that's a pretty significant thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's when the 80% looks around and starts going like, I wonder who they are. That's not us, right? And it's like God's called us to be discipled. I mean, this thing is being fashioned. But if God turns, if he turns away from bringing this destruction on Nineveh, how much more would he turn away from bringing, you know, pain and destruction on America? And I'm looking right here. People from Nineveh are holding this particular sign up. You can see it right now. I think it's they're showing it. But he says in this particular picture, it's just on his Tumblr account, and he's holding this up there, right there in Nineveh. And on this sign he's holding, it says, Jesus said, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. John 16:2.
Wow.
Now think about that. John 16:2. And when you see this, you're thinking like, my goodness. You're thinking, are we going to sit back and just say nothing at a time like this when our brothers and sisters over here in Mosul are suffering like this and Nineveh are suffering? And he said, and it says under his Tumblr account, which is a social media account,
right,
you know, we are Nazarenes.
Mm.
We are Nazarenes. And it's like, dear Lord, help us stand up for our brothers and sisters in the world. We'll be right back after this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
That, you know, you drink milk for years, right? Mm-hmm. You drink milk for years. Yeah, but you go buy a gallon of it back when it was cheap. Now it's like, it's expensive.
That's like much as gas.
No, it's more than gas,
actually.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's like $4 and something a gallon or something. I don't know.
Crazy,
it is,
yeah.
But all of a sudden, I found out that there's actually a better product that you can drink that doesn't have as high calories, a lot of fat and milk and all that. Mm-hmm. It's good when you're a kid and you're drinking all that and getting, you know, you need that as a kid. Obviously, our brains quit growing, so we don't need, it's supposed to be good for brain growth and stuff. But then I found out about almond milk. I mean, think about this. I mean, almond milk, and I was just blown away. Like, oh, what's this going to taste like, you know? And so I tasted it,
And I thought, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying to figure out, how do you get milk out of an almond?
You can drink a glass of almond milk?
Yes, I could drink a glass of almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I was more curious, like, how do you milk an almond? I'm thinking, like, if you can milk a cow, I know how you can milk a cow, but why do they call it almond milk?
Yeah, Pat, tell them.
Is there some sort of, like, almond cow somewhere?
Make it. I don't know.
And they, like, almonds come out, and then they just, how does an almond turn into milk?
Don't have an answer for you on that.
Well, they're not our sponsors, but I do say this.
I guess they put it in a blender and chop it up. I don't know.
I mean, we've had our share of almonds, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't taste like almond milk.
No.
Every now and then it does have like a wood quality to it.
Especially since we're sitting around a while.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But I just trying to figure out, how do you get milk from an almond? They probably should just call it almond juice or something like that. But we wouldn't put it on our cereal then.
Probably not.
Anyway, getting back to the more important topics.
Yeah.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. As you know, for those that stand with us at VFN TV, we together are standing against sex trafficking taking place. That, you know, Exodus cry we've been standing with them for quite some time, and the Underground Railroad, you know, Rescue Our Children, the agents now that are going out and using all that those tools to go rescue.
Yeah, these are former Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, you know. All these guys are coming in together.
Dropping out of things, doing all kinds of things.
And rescuing.
Rescuing, I think 12 kids, maybe more than that. In Haiti, they were operating like they were an orphanage, but they were actually selling the children, selling them. And the biggest form of slavery in the world is happening right now.
That's right. Over 1 million children and women are being sex trafficked a year.
And if you haven't heard The Pink Room, watch The Pink Room. You can go to VFN Torch and watch it. It's a segment where I went on this whole, you know, why do they call this particular room called The Pink Room? And it helps us understand how Cambodia got to where it was, and how we got to, you know, so often you could just look at it and say, how did this particular thing happen? How did we get to this point that some mother would actually look at her daughter, brush her hair, and send her out and sell her for a refrigerator? But then when we found out on the journey how that happened, and how Vietnam had to do with that, and how Pol Pot had to do with that, and how the killing of family members had to do with that, we just don't just get here.
Yeah, context.
Yeah, and so we had that for you. It's better. We need to really understand. We need to understand before we just jump in there. And the biggest thing is have compassion. Have compassion. And that's what happens through Samaritan Purse. Franklin Graham, I'm just so thankful for Samaritan Purse and what he's doing around the world. It is amazing. But we also are partnering with and connected to, so you're supporting VFN TV, you're supporting what we're about to show you, as Franklin Graham's talking about how Samaritan Purse is now working to rescue children and women from sex trafficking. Watch this.
Almost 7 years ago, a broker took my son to Thailand. I went to Malaysia to work there. I was bitten on my head.
I lost my daughters.
My son went to work on a fishing boat. I haven't heard anything from him.
I'm in Cambodia right now, not far from the Thai border. What I'm here to do is to learn about human trafficking.
Today we have Franklin Graham, who is the president of Samaritan's Purse International. We have Greta, who is a journalist and wants to learn about your life.
So was he beaten after he was arrested, or was he beaten while he was on the boat?
Here in Cambodia, every day there are thousands of people that cross the border. They go to Thailand, and about 25% of them never get any money or are abused. That's a lot of people.
We heard today from women who have not heard from their children, sons that went to work on boats.
When her son was in the boat, he was beaten and his head was broken hit by the owner of the boat.
It's a form of slavery, and this is happening today in 2015.
Modern day slavery is still a global issue. The reality is that it's still happening in almost every country around the world.
They say that they're gonna pay me $300, but actually they didn't pay.
Nothing?
200 years ago, a slave would cost, in modern-day terms, more than $10,000. Now, the average price of a slave is $90. the whole realm of this is that people are disposable now.
How can things be made better for them? What are they, you know, how do you fix this system where brokers are taking advantage of them?
Don't hurry to believe the broker, making a passport.
Samaritan's Purse has been working here for a number of years, trying to help people that get caught up in this vicious cycle of human trafficking. And what Samaritan's Purse has been doing along the border is educating people. People don't realize the dangers that are lurking just across the border when they cross, and we want them to know how to migrate and how to go to another country and do it safely.
We can help them with livelihood and income generation in their villages. We can introduce them to the gospel of Christ so that they know that no matter what happens in their life, no matter what happens with their loved ones, that God loves them.
Remember, the most important thing we can do for anyone is to tell them about God's love. God values life. God created us. He made each and every one of us.
If we believe that everybody in the world is created in the image of God, then doesn't every single person in the world count?
You hear of the women that have been sold into sex slavery. You hear these other stories of the people that are beaten and not paid. It breaks your heart. But we can do something about it. We can make a difference. Our team up here is making a difference. Samaritan's Purse has been doing this for a number of years, and we will be expanding as this problem grows worldwide. We want to expand our work, trying to help people, educating them how they can protect themselves from the human traffickers.
So when you think about it, it's just a beautiful work that's being done. Wow. And by you standing with VFN TV, that's what you're standing for. You know, we want to be able to connect, and we're doing so many different things, but that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we're doing together, and we appreciate your partnership and your sponsorship helping make that possible. But we have to be involved. You think about the population of the earth right now. It's 7 billion folks. Half of the world's population live on $2.50 a day. Mm. Our poorest people in America are richer than 70% of that 7 billion population. We have an obligation to stand up, and one way to do that is partner with VFN TV today. Partner with Samaritan Purse. Begin to say, you know what? I'm going to stand up and do what's right and make a difference. So when I stand before the throne room of God, mm-hmm. that I utilized everything that he gave me, my talents and resources, and invested them for a return for souls. There's nothing more beautiful. If you haven't yet heard or watched The Pink Room, you need to actually go to that segment of the VFN Torch. Maybe it's related to this particular article. But you need to see how these things happen, and you'll understand how someone, a mother, could end up selling her child, you know, for a refrigerator for a particular amount of money, because you'll find out if you follow her history, a particular leader, a dictator, a tyrannical leader, and this is why we don't want tyrannical leadership in America and the world, they killed all these kids' parents. And today, those kids back then are the adults today. They had no leaders, no parents, no teachers, nothing. And they had no moral values in the context of that. Yeah. And now the church has gone in. And so that's how these get there. So we can say, my goodness, I understand your journey now. Mm-hmm.
You didn't just get here.
You didn't just get here. So we just want to take this moment and just want to pray with you. We like to do that every single program. Just kind of end out and remember, you know, no matter what we're seeing, what's going on, we have these elections coming up in Israel, and we have people kind of tampering with Israel. But let's just pray right now together. We could pray right now. And to say, Lord, we just come to you right now on behalf of Israel. We ask you, Lord, for the peace and protection of Israel. We ask you, Lord, for your leadership to be over that nation, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for putting our hands on Israel, Lord God, and touching it in any wrong way, God, that you would replace any leadership that doesn't have your heart, Father God, towards Israel. And you would put godly folks in who honor you, who honor Israel, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that you would touch our president's heart, and the vice president's heart, and the secretary of state's heart, and they would realize, may speak to them in a dream, whatever, but just that they would say, you know what? I'm going to honor Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm going to honor God, Israel, when he comes. I'm going to be present at that joint session of Congress. We just ask you for this, and we ask you, Lord, that you would protect Israel, protect America, Lord, from any wrong consequences, because we're crying out to you now, Lord, mm-hmm. saying, Lord, protect us. We ask this in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan, and it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding. And that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.